he slept with a woman. You never hear that.
Which is maybe the case.
In fact, there are gigolos around.
A lot of the women will fund the campaigns.
Yes.
But the men, because, I mean, there's an account proverb that when a woman owns a gun, it leans against a man's wall. So the women are hiding behind the scenes, funding this.
And the men, some men just don't want a woman who will sit on radio and be very
visible.
Assertive. They don't want a woman who is visible. They'll start calling you Marijata. They'll give you all sorts of names. And then once she's successful, you know, when she goes through it and she wins the seat, then they're looking for who she slept with in the party before she got a position
as a minister. Because, of course, you can't have a uterus and have a brain at the same time.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I have to go back to 2016. It happened to her at the EC that she got the position because...
I wasn't even running for office, mind you.
Yeah, you were not even running for office. That she got the position of EC because... She may have slept. I mean, how? How do we relegate?
Mine was not even one. It was such a big job with such a huge salary. It needed to be several. But I think...
Now, let me just share my perspective. Nanamba, to your point, this is the kind of thing that scares many of us capable women from venturing into public service.
Yes.
We just can't stand the intensity and the ruthlessness of the public glare, you know. And some of the, you know, criticism is just unconstructive and...
Yeah.
Meant to hurt rather than move forward.
Yep.
And you were talking about Rwanda. Rwanda, their success story is they run the government as if it's like a private sector, very focused on delivery.
Yeah.
And what we've been able to achieve, and not pettiness, and you know, this woman has done that. So women can fit in more snugly if you like. Because if you, I mean, many of us are too sensitive to handle, you know, those things that don't
but
help
people. I think
people.
That is precisely the issue that. We are pressing for progress. And even that theme tells you that you need to apply effort, you need to press.
Yeah.
The men are not going to give up their seats at the table willingly. They're not going to make space for you. They will not leave a seat for you. You need to bring your own chair and sit there. But the point is that we need to get past this. So they won't stop the name calling. We can hope that the more men are engaged... And the more they open their eyes to the possibilities and to the fact that women do bring progress to the nation, to their communities, to their businesses when they're allowed a seat at the table, the men would do better. And we probably at this point need to give a shout out to the men who get it and who are supportive.
Oh, yes.
The ones like my husband who's taking care of my daughter this morning so I can be here and gotten her ready for school and all that. So we need men who understand and who are supportive. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have that, then what? We as women, what can we do? Auntie B needs to go out and do her business, whether the men want her there or not in that space. What can we do? We need to toughen up.
Yeah. But she's got to want to do it. So, for example, to the point I made, if I had a choice between a private sector role and a public service, I won't choose
all
public
of us.
Service.
All of us.
So what? It has to be compelling. And right now, it's not compelling for women.
But as women, we need to get past that and also recognize that we have a responsibility to contribute and a right to contribute to nation building in the public space.
So that's what